Hi, this is Blue Sky Radio's Kevin Furnio, here with another community call-out catch-up. This time around, we're catching up with a member of the team at GLOW, team leader for their recovery hub. We'll find out more about the recovery hub as we make our way through the chat. Becky, hello, welcome to Blue Sky.
Thank you for having me.
Firstly, for somebody who's not aware, GLOW, as an organisation, what is it you do?
Okay, so GLOW is a domestic abuse service, and we have a bit of a heady mission, which is to end domestic abuse by addressing the issues, overcoming them, and eventually ending. So we do that through a raft of different services across Staffordshire and Derbyshire. We have safe accommodation throughout Staffordshire. We have three refuges for women and children fleeing domestic abuse, and we also have quite a few community properties which would be accessible for male victims, people with pets, people with adult children, or you know, people who can't access refuge for whatever reason.
Something you've just touched on there, and I just want to highlight this, it's awful to think anybody is having to flee domestic abuse. For most of us, we naturally think of a mother and children, but something you just touched on there, that's men also.
Yeah, you know, domestic abuse is still primarily a gendered crime, and the majority of victims are female. But I think it's estimated that 1 in 6, 1 in 7 men will experience domestic abuse in their lifetime as well, so across England and Wales. So, yeah, absolutely.
GLOW, as a team, you've got quite a large team there working on a day-to-day basis. You, as the team leader of the recovery hub, that's a lot smaller. That's 4 members of the team. So how do you jigsaw into the bigger picture?
So the recovery hub is a bit like it says on the tin, we're a recovery service. So we work with female survivors of domestic abuse by providing group work. We have, so there's myself, there's our volunteer coordinator, so I'll talk a bit more about how we provide our service. And then we've got 2 part-time programme facilitators as well. So yeah, we work just sort of women who are a bit further along on the journey, because you tend to find that, you know, at the point of crisis, someone's going to need perhaps safe accommodation. They might need civil or criminal remedies to sort of address the situation. But what we find is that sort of once those immediate needs have been met, services tend to fall off and people are left feeling quite sort of isolated. They think that once they're out of that situation, the relationship's over and perhaps they're safe now, that they should feel better. However, we get women who have been out of the relationship for 30 years who come to us because the impact of domestic abuse, whether it be physical, emotional, economic, coercive control, it can last for many, many years afterwards.
It's that ripple effect, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the trauma that women experience can be felt for years and years afterwards.
And when it comes to an individual fleeing domestic abuse, is that authorities that are flagging up the problem to you guys at GLOW? Is that an individual coming to you? How does it all work?
We can get, for our safe accommodation, people can self-refer, so they can go onto GLOW's website and get the contact numbers from there, but we get referrals from social care, from the police, from, you know, lots of different organisations who that victim survivor may have approached for support.
And what about youngsters within a relationship? It's not just an individual that's perhaps fleeing domestic abuse. He or she may have younger members of the family with them. There's going to be mental health issues there.
The Domestic Abuse Act that passed in 1921, it was 2021 obviously, it was 2021, and that recognised children as victims within their own right for the first time, because the impact that living in an abusive household can have on a child, whether they witness, they hear, you know, the abuse, yeah, it can have really massive effects on children.
The services that GLOW offer, there are really so many. It just leads me to pose another question here. The financing, the funding to enable you guys to do this incredible work that you do, it can't be easy, I should imagine, finding that financial slice of the pie, because everybody else is also there any amount of funding that is available. They're looking to make out their application form. They also want a slice of the pie. How difficult is it?
So GLOW overall has lots of, for each of the services, there's different funding streams for different services. So my own service, we had a 3-year funding from the lottery that actually ended in June this year. We have got another application in, so fingers crossed we'll be able to continue with the work we do. But yeah, absolutely, it's always about sort of looking out for the next funding streams and opportunities.
And obviously, skilled for the right reasons in doing the work that you do. You're working with domestic abuse here. But that doesn't mean that GLOW doesn't need the help and the support of volunteers. We don't all have to be qualified to the hilt to help out. You bring forward with you life skills if you want to be a volunteer. And I'm right in saying you're keenly looking for volunteers, yeah?
So my service, the Recovery Hub, we're very much about sort of integrating lived experience within the service, because working alongside survivors of domestic abuse, for somebody to be supporting them who has gone through it themselves and come out the other side is incredibly powerful. It shows you that recovery is possible and that, you know, you can have a bright future. So I think we've got currently within our service, we've got about 12 or 13 volunteers who support with delivering our programmes. We've got the Freedom Programme, which is a 12-week programme that looks into the tactics used by abusive people to control their partners. We find that women who have experienced domestic abuse, they don't really understand fully what's happened, why it happened. There's a lot of self-blame, a lot of self-recrimination. Why didn't I leave sooner? So we break it down. We break it down. And by the end of the Freedom Programme, hopefully women are able to see a lot more clearly what happened and that it absolutely wasn't their fault. So our volunteers support with facilitating these programmes. After the Freedom Programme, we've got the Recovery Toolkit, which is a bit more cognitive behavioural based, trauma-informed programme. And that's all about rebuilding people's self-esteem, self-confidence, challenging those negative thinking patterns that we develop during abusive relationships. Yeah, and we see amazing, amazing results. You know, people have said that the courses have saved their lives, and that being part of a community of people who understand has just changed everything for them. We also deliver You and Me Mum. So that's a programme for mums who are navigating parenthood following an abusive relationship. Many of the women we work with, they're still experiencing post-separation abuse and having to sort of co-parent with their ex-partner, and that can have so many challenges. They can have lots of doubt about their abilities as a parent if they've been undermined for many years. So it's all about building them up and recognising, you know, they've done their very best to safeguard those children. What I always say is that, you know, what we discuss within the programmes, the content is really important, but actually being in a group with other women who have experienced similar is incredibly validating and powerful, and that's where the magic happens, actually.
So if we do have listeners to Blue Sky Radio, having heard what you've said there, Becky, would like to know more about volunteering possibly for GLOW, on a more serious note, if we do have listeners to Blue Sky Radio sitting in silence, feeling that they're on the receiving end of domestic abuse, if they'd like to contact you or another member of the team at GLOW, what should we be doing now?
Okay, so you can give us a call at the Recovery Hub and you'll speak to one of our trained members of the team on 0330 94 5559 and press option 2, and that'll come straight through to us. Or you can email support@findtheglow.org.uk. I would say if someone's in danger, if they feel like they're in danger, then that would be call the police immediately, and, you know, 999. But there's also the national helplines and New Era, who are the commissioned domestic abuse service for Staffordshire as well. You'd be able to find support there.
And for somebody who would like to volunteer, they would go through formal training first, yes?
Yeah, that's right. So all our volunteers go through an accredited 8-week training program, just one day a week, not full 8 weeks. And we look at understanding domestic abuse, we break that down, and then how to support victim survivors of domestic abuse as well. And then they can come and work with us. Alongside the programs, we deliver lots of social and wellbeing activities as well. So up until very recently, we had a counseling service, regular yoga sessions, days out, wellbeing workshops. So there's still lots of wellbeing stuff as well. And volunteers are very much involved in that, bringing their own talents. So I think one of our new volunteers is going to be providing sort of Reiki and that's kind of holistic wellbeing stuff. So yeah, there's lots of opportunities there.
Becky, it's been so interesting to speak to you. A difficult subject to raise because we're talking about domestic abuse here on Community Call Out, but thank you so much for your time.
It's been a pleasure.